Charlie Poole isn't a household name, but he was a pioneer of country music until his death in 1931. Columbia Legacy has just released a 3-disc set of his music called You Ain't Talkin' to Me, and Ed Ward examines the wild career of this banjo-playing singer and his band, the North Carolina Ramblers.
Country music is a lot of different things, so no one can be said to have invented it, but Charlie Poole comes close. Born to an itinerant North Carolina laborer in 1892, he made his first banjo out of a gourd when he was 8, but it was only a hobby. Like many children in that part of the country, he worked in the mills. It was as a mill worker that he arrived in Spray, North Carolina in 1918, and this proved to be a smart move. Before long, he'd hooked up with a fiddler named Posey Rohrer and joined him in running a still in the nearby woods, where they'd work out tunes together while waiting for the whiskey to get made. Their cut of the profits was enough for Poole to pay $118 for a new banjo. It was actually pretty amazing that he could play the thing. Some years earlier, he'd made a drunken bet that he could catch a baseball with his bare hands and had broken 3 fingers, permanently disfiguring them. But he worked out a unique style that didn't require playing fast, and it turned out to be perfect for the odd amalgam of tunes he was learning from records. In 1925, he and Rohrer, whose sister he'd married, and a guitarist named Norman Woodleaf, decided to try their luck in New York, where they thought they could get to make a record. Financing the trip with odd jobs along the way, they eventually made it to Columbia Records Studios, sat down, and played a tune.
Now I've been on.
Don't Let Your Deal Go Down by the North Carolina Ramblers, as they called themselves, with Can I Sleep in Your Barn Tonight, Mister, on the other side, was a hit, selling 102,000 copies. Poole, Rohrer, and Woodleaf split the $75 fee and considered themselves rich. They got another $75 for another pair of songs that day, too.
On one morning by the sea, my old home keeps dodging me. It's a village down in sunny Tennessee. I was sitting on a train that was coming back again. In fact, old all up in sunny Tennessee. You could hear old doggy singing, hey, see, farewell to me. Far across the field of cotton, my old home till I could see. But as the moon rose in the glory, there I told a sad story to that girl I loved in sunny Tennessee.
The Girl I Left in Sunny Tennessee was a pepped-up version of a Victorian parlor tune, and on the other side was I'm the Man Who Rode the Mule Around the World, better known as I Was Born About 4,000 Years Ago to folkies. This pairing sold another 65,000 records. Columbia was, to say the least, impressed, and wanted Poole to go record again. But Poole found out he'd been snookered and wanted more money. He got it, so the North Carolina Ramblers, now with the teetotaling Roy Cecil Harvey on guitar and acting as manager, returned to New York. The three-day session produced a number of Poole classics, including what must be the only semi-humorous song about a presidential assassination ever recorded.
Kinley, Holland, Kinley, Squall, Doc's in McKinley, I can't find that awful buffalo to Washington. Roosevelt in the White House, he's doing his best. Kinley in the graveyard, he's taking his rest. He is gone, long old time. Hush up, little children, now don't you fret. You draw a pension at your papa's death from Buffalo to Washington.
Charlie Poole drank, and he drank a lot. In 1927, Posey Rohrer confronted him about missing royalties that had turned into whiskey, and when Poole refused to discuss it, Rohrer quit. Poole hired Lonnie Austin, and the repertoire turned towards the pop songs he'd learned off of records, which Columbia favored.
Regret of the dear home I left, and the warm heart to cheer me then, of the wife and the dear ones of whom I bereft, and the sigh of the old place again. Take me home.
By now, plenty of other string bands were cashing in on the North Carolina Ramblers' sound, and their records weren't selling as well as they had, but their fame meant that they were making good money on the road, at least for a while. But the Depression came, and the record business began to falter as people had less money to spend on non-essentials. By 1931, Poole was forced back to working at the mills, and Columbia had canceled his contract. Then, a miracle happened. A Hollywood producer sent him train tickets to California so he could provide music for a film. Poole was ecstatic and took off on a 13-week drunk through the streets of Spray. "Old Charlie's been drunk a lot of times," he said one evening to some men who helped him back home, "but this time old Charlie's going to kick the bucket." Sure enough, he did, that night. He was just 39. But what he'd started couldn't be stopped. His mixture of sentimental pop songs, traditional fiddle tunes, and novelty numbers was the brew from which country music itself was distilled, and his banjo style helped spark bluegrass. The 60s folk revival was fed by a number of his songs, and plenty of them are still played today.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin. The new collection of Charlie Poole recordings has been released by Columbia Legacy. I'm Terry Gross.